All right. I've got a tickle in my throat this morning. Nothing worse than having that tickle come on when you're speaking. It came on a little before, so I've been able to push it down. First of all, before we get to Pat Pagano, I want to congratulate Pat once again. Yet last week on Thursday, Friday, the National Weather Service for our area issued a winter weather advisory. Then Friday evening, they upped it to a winter storm warning. Yeah, calling for anywhere from 4 to 7 inches. When I spoke to Pat on Friday, we laid out the forecast, and he said, Sharon's going to be right around the switchover line. Anything below Sharon will probably be mostly rain. Sharon probably maybe around an inch or so, except for higher elevations. They would probably get 2 to 3 inches. And at your house, Marshall, we talked about it. He said you're probably going to be around 3 inches. And then after that, you go up into the Berkshires and into, go west, young man, into New York, and you'll find higher elevations, higher amounts. Well, that's exactly the way it turned out. Sharon got about, on the lowlands, got about maybe an inch. The higher portions got 3, maybe a little over that. Where I live, we got right around 3 inches of snow. And speaking to my good friend Avi up in Pittsfield, and they had about 5 inches or so or snow. So, Pat, first of all, congratulations. You clubbed the National Weather Service again with your forecast.
Well, thank you, Marshall. I was watching that. I got up Saturday morning just to see what the amounts were in and around the area. And it looked to me, they're so sketchy. I mean, it's almost like pulling teeth to try to find, snowfall reports. And even in the middle of the winter, it's like pulling teeth. But meanwhile, I had a feeling that it worked out according to what we said. So I was kind of thrilled about that. And then yesterday turned out to be as nice as we expected. A very, very nice day yesterday. I hope everybody got out, got a chance to go for a little walk. This week, very changeable again, Marshall. We have a storm this morning off Virginia. That's what's giving us the high clouds overhead this morning. But it's going to be a nice day. Partly sunny, 55 to 60. And then tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 30s. Tomorrow, a cold front will charge this way from the Great Lakes. So it'll be mainly cloudy and windy with some showers. Highs in the 50s. Behind the cold front, sunny to partly cloudy, a chilly wind on Wednesday. Only about 50 degrees. Unseasonably cool. Then on Thursday, we'll watch a storm come out of the southern plains. Sun followed by clouds with rain developing later in the day. And the highs in the 50s again. And it looks like a breezy, wet Friday in the 50s with more rain. What can I tell you?
All right. Now, yesterday morning, the National Weather Service put a little weather advisory out that we might get a strong thunderstorm this afternoon.
I was thinking about it. But this afternoon?
Yeah, I think they said that.
Not today.
I don't know. I forget now. Anyways, because I just counted it. I didn't even.
Yeah, not today. I'm looking to see probably tomorrow. I'm looking at the from the Severe Storm Prediction Center. For tomorrow, they have the entire area under a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms. And that risk starts at central New Hampshire and Vermont, over to the Adirondacks, down through central Pennsylvania, all the way down to Virginia Beach. So that whole area, the whole I-95 corridor, Boston, New York, Philly, Washington, Baltimore, all under a marginal risk. What they're basically saying, they said that a little bit of surface heating, which I think is going to be minimal, could cause shallow convection, that's thunderstorms, near the front. And there could be some local wind damage just along the surface of the thunderstorms. They're saying local wind damage, 40 knots, which is about 45 miles an hour, in thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. It says the storm mode could become a little bit more intends from New York City to D.C. And if that's the case, then there could be from New York City to D.C., then there could be a hail threat.
You know, the South here has gotten a lot of tornadic activity this spring.
Yeah, I know. It's been highly unusual.
It really has been almost more than Tornado Alley. I mean, really.
I know when you think about it. And, you know, one of the things I want to bring up doesn't really mean a tremendous amount for us here where we live, tucked away inland areas. But hurricane season starts June 1st. And we are expecting the hurricane season to be above normal because the water temperatures are warmer than normal. So that being said, one of the other problems is that the virus. I don't know where we'll be come June and July, but anywhere from New England down through the Gulf Coast, if there is a hurricane threat, that is going to be complicated by the virus because you cannot get people and put them together in one shelter because of the virus. So that's a problem.
Hopefully it won't be a problem. In Connecticut, there's good news mixed in with bad news. In Connecticut, the number of hospital admissions is down 2 days in a row, which is good news. But the other indicator, the number of people that have contracted the disease in Connecticut, which is a small state, there were 470 more people that got the disease than the day before. And the death rate is still climbing out of the hospitals. But the first good indicator that's going to lead, hopefully, to less people having the disease is the hospital admissions. That's where testing would come in. But so there's mixed good news in Connecticut and even in New York State. But I'll tell you, Dutchess County, I look at those numbers when they come out a couple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And these smaller towns and the smaller cities in Dutchess County are rising precipitously each day. It really is.
But you know what, Marshall, what you have to remember here? More and more people are getting tested. So as more and more people get tested, it's going to have to go higher. And that's what's happening here. More and more people getting tested. And as far as the fatalities, there have been people on ventilators for 2-3 weeks. And unfortunately, a lot of them are expiring. And that's why the toll is rising now as compared to 2 to 3 weeks ago as these people, patients get put on it. Because this is what we figured out in New York. And thank goodness, everything is declining in New York as well. So I think Connecticut will see the same thing. It's sort of like the only way I could give you the analogy. It's like a tsunami. The tsunami, again, comes across the Atlantic. It builds, it builds, it builds, it builds, it builds until it gets to land, which is, of course, New England. And then it breaks down, you know, and levels out. And that is exactly what's happening now. That whole tsunami of the virus has hit us, and now it's going to plateau, and then it's going to go down. But as everybody's been saying, and I can't stress it anymore, don't ease up on your rules and regulations, because if you do, people who are anti-symptomatic could spread the virus all over the place, and there could be a second wave. So we still have to be very stringent with our rules and regulations and be very careful. And I say this because I noticed yesterday, I walked the dog yesterday, walked Shirley, and I noticed a lot of people walking around without masks. Now, I know the theory is keep your mask, around your neck, and if anybody gets close to you, you put your mask on. So a lot of people didn't even bother with that because what they were doing, if they saw me on one side of the street, they crossed over, and vice versa. If I saw people walking toward me, I crossed over. That's the way you have to do it.
Yeah, well, in Connecticut, the rule is out, is going to follow New York's rule. If you are in a position where you cannot distance yourself, you better have your mask hanging around your neck because you have to pull it up over your nose and your mouth. And if you go into a store, it doesn't matter. You have to wear it inside a store. That goes into effect starting at 8 o'clock this evening. So I now have a mask hanging in each one of my cars. But you know the funniest thing, man? This I don't understand, okay? When you see people riding in cars and they're all alone.
Right.
And they have their mask on.
I know. I noticed that, too. I have mine, right over the rearview mirror.
Yeah, that's where mine is.
Right. And before I get out of the car, I put my mask on. I have my sanitation wipes, sterile wipes in the car. And when I get back in, I dispose of my gloves. And then I take the wipes and I do my steering wheel, the gear selector. Anything that I touched, I make sure I wipe off, you know. And that's the way to do it. And just keep clean. But before we leave, I wanted to tell you, I don't know how much time you have been watching TV or stuff like that.
Hardly any.
I came across a movie yesterday that was, I never heard of it. It's a current movie. I don't know if you can get it. But if you like mystery, mystery and kind of suspense, it's called The Postcard Murders.
The Postcard Murders.
I have no idea who the actors are in this. I never saw them before. Very interesting. Had me sitting on my seat, watching and trying to figure out what is going to happen here. I thought it was a very, very good movie, and I never heard of it in my life. The Postcard Murders.
I will put that down and sooner or later, when I look at your movie and other movies again, because I haven't been watching much movies lately, I will plop it in there and see.
Yeah, do that. And in the meantime, enjoy the day because it is going to turn out nice compared to tomorrow.
Good. Eddie Meza is going to love that because the car wash will be busy again today like it was yesterday.
Yeah, talking about the car wash, I got to get mine there too.
Yeah, it's a must. All right. Well, Pat. Just remember this. It turns out my top three hobbies I found out during this coronavirus is eating at restaurants, going to non-essential businesses, and touching my face.
There you go.
I've been in big trouble. All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.